AP News. I'm Haya Pinjwani. Former Florida Senator Bob Graham, who chaired the Intelligence Committee following the 2001 terrorist attacks and opposed the Iraq invasion, has died. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more.
His family announced the death in a statement posted on X. Graham, who served three terms in the Senate, made an unsuccessful bid for the 2004 Democratic presidential nomination, emphasizing his opposition to the Iraq invasion. But his bid was delayed by heart surgery. Graham's political career spanned five decades from state representative to Florida's governor. As a politician, few were better. Florida voters hardly considered him the wealthy Harvard-educated attorney that he was. Bob Graham was 87. Norman Hall, Washington.
AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on German raids on a China human smuggling ring.
German authorities have conducted a large-scale raid against an international human smuggling gang, police say in a statement. More than 1,000 police officers searched dozens of homes, stores and offices across western and southern Germany and arrested 10 suspects, including two lawyers. The suspects are accused of having illegally taken advantage of special German immigration rules, reserved only for skilled foreign workers, to procure residency permits for around 350 mostly Chinese nationals who didn't meet the needed criteria in exchange for hundreds of thousands of dollars. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
At a news conference, Chief Brad Ventura of the Maui County Fire Department said there are areas where the department can improve.
First one's to fully stock our relief apparatus. Second's to create a statewide mutual aid program. Third is to create a communication plan to evacuate visitors and residents who speak different languages.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports once more on a lethal Russian attack on a mid-sized Ukraine city.
Local Ukraine officials say three Russian missiles have slammed into a downtown area of the northern city of Chernihiv, hitting an eight-floor apartment building and killing at least eight people. The city's acting mayor says many more were injured in the Wednesday morning attack. The city lies some 90 miles north of the capital, Kyiv, near the border with Russia and Belarus, and has a population of around 250,000. The latest Russian bombardment comes as the war stretches into its third year and approaches what could be a critical juncture as a lack of further military support from Ukraine's Western partners increasingly leaves it at the mercy of the bigger Kremlin forces. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israel is vowing to retaliate against Iran after Iran launched hundreds of rockets and drones. An attack on Iran would risk triggering an all-out war. I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.